our buddy Jason Longshore, live from Toronto, Canada. Jason, how are you?
What's up, guys?
What up, Jay? All right, now both teams are missing multiple players. Which loss or which team has the late? Which team is losing the most impact players, I should say? Because they're all impactful, but I'm talking about which team will it hurt more?
It's hurting Toronto more because they don't have the depth.
Right.
And this is something we've talked about a lot with Atlanta United this season. Atlanta will likely be going into tonight without Tito Villalba, without Ezequiel Barco. You know, you don't have Joseph Martinez, who is away with Copa America duty. Julian Gressel's been out for the last two Open Cup games. He could be back in tonight. You're missing Franco Escobar due to yellow card accumulation. That sounds terrible. Toronto is missing Michael Bradley, Josie Altidore, Jonathan Osorio up their spine of the team. Alex Bono was injured, didn't play last weekend. Chris Mavinga, center back, didn't play last weekend. They don't have the depth to plug in and replace those guys. Atlanta does, and we saw it during the Open Cup, and honestly, we saw it a lot in that stretch in May where you had to rotate the lineup a bit. All of the acquisitions that Atlanta's worked on over the last year are going to pay off in this run of games coming up where it's a crowded schedule.
Is this just kind of one of those things? Is that how we have to take this with all of the guys being absent today, or is this another example of sort of schedule compression and something that MLS should think about? Because I mean, it's not going to be quite as good of a product tonight as it could be otherwise.
Well, let's get into the league part of it, and then some of the fluky elements of it that have affected this specifically. The league part, you changed the playoff format going into this year, and you pushed MLS Cup up because you didn't want to have it so late in the calendar year. Totally get that. I think you're also looking at the 2022 World Cup that will be in a winter time frame in Qatar. So you've started to plan ahead. Totally get it. But you have more Wednesday games than you've ever had this season. And schedule compression is catching a number of teams. I think Atlanta prepared for it as well or better than anybody else. But when you're playing weekend, Wednesday, weekend, Wednesday, weekend, Wednesday, it wears you out. Now, Atlanta could have had Tito Villalba and Ezequiel Barco tonight if they hadn't been injured. And that's another big issue that I think the league needs to look at, and the referees in the league need to look at, is both of those are injuries from being kicked. And the Barco one specifically is in a match where a player was not red carded for fouling Barco on the touchline, even off the sideline, and Leandro González Pires complains about it and gets a card for complaining.
Right.
When now Atlanta has to play without Barco. That's very frustrating, and it's not a new story that we've had with this.
Well, with all that, and we know we've had some fun with the whole Joseph thing, and I want him to stay because I want Venezuela to do well because of him, and everybody's saying, well, we need them to lose.
Go Argentina.
So he can be back and all that. We'll get that in a minute, Jay. But my thing is, this kid Brandon Vasquez seemed to have found his niche. He's a striker, whatever. When Joseph comes back, he going to the bench, right? Or are they going to find another role for him? Because, I mean, he's been playing so well lately.
I think he's best as a striker, and I think when Joseph is back, he will go to the bench. But he gives you a different element up top. And I think Joseph in 2019 can give you some different things. I don't know if I see the two of them starting on a regular basis together, mm-hmm. but could you see in games where Atlanta needs a goal late, two forwards up top with Vasquez and Martinez and Joseph, I think, playing off of Brandon Vasquez? Yeah, absolutely. Their skill sets complement one another. Vasquez can be that big number nine who can get out and run like Joseph does, but he's also bigger. He can hold defenders off, hold up the play, and bring others into it. So you have some different opportunities now with Brandon Vasquez playing so well. We haven't seen him at this level since 2017. He's had injuries. It's been tough for him to get going again. This Open Cup run for him has gotten him a ton of confidence.
Am I a bad Joseph Martinez supporter?
Yes.
If I'm rooting for Argentina to beat Venezuela this week so Joseph Martinez can come back?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, Jay.
Come on. Why?
You are. Why? Because for Joseph, representing his country is a very, very big deal. And Venezuela getting to this stage of the Copa America is a huge deal just to get to the knockout round, let alone beating Argentina in Brazil and going to a semifinal for, I believe, the first time in their history.
That would be massive. And when he comes back, he would come back with a ton of confidence and be in great form. So, no, I mean, you kind of know this is what you sign up for. I wish MLS could find a way to avoid playing during these international tournaments, but the calendar that they're on, it's very difficult to avoid them entirely. You want Joseph to play well, and that's going to raise the profile of the club as a whole.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciated that.
Yeah. I'm still rooting for Argentina.
Yeah, that you were on my side right there. And we were playing a clip today, Jay, that Frank DeBoer talking about wounded animal. He said Toronto is a wounded animal. Now, with all that being said, I mean, Atlanta should not have a problem today, right?
Well, you have a problem anytime you step out, but there's a lot of things to take advantage of
right.
when you look at Toronto. And I think the biggest one is on the back line. If Chris Mavinga misses this one, he missed the last match with a hamstring injury. If he misses this one, you don't have a lot of speed at center back. And I wonder how Greg Vanney is going to handle that, because we saw their match in Dallas on Saturday. They started with three center backs, Zavaleta, Simon, and Drew Moore. None of them can really get out and run and win a foot race. When the game was starting to get away from Toronto, they went to four in the back. They pulled one of them. They went with two center backs, and that's when it really got out of hand. If Atlanta's able to run at Toronto's back line, I really like Atlanta's chances tonight.
What do you think? I'm sure there's a variety of different reasons at play here, but you know, Frank DeBoer calling them a wounded animal and saying that they're dangerous because wounded animals are dangerous. What do you think has been the main cause of Toronto's recent run of really not so good play?
A lot of it's just been the injuries. And when you have a team that is so built on their stars, and they do have Alejandro Pozuelo, who should be in the starting lineup tonight, and he did not start on Saturday. Pozuelo came over in the earlier transfer window and played just about a full season in Belgium before coming. Got about 46 games under his belt since last August. He needed a little bit longer break during the international break. But when you get Pozuelo out of that lineup on Saturday, you don't have Michael Bradley, you don't have Jozy Altidore. When your superstars aren't there, you're going to struggle. And they don't have the depth to make up for that. I think Atlanta has been able to incorporate some other people during this Open Cup break and also before that. Justin Merrim, great addition. He can step in and start on a moment's notice. Deion Pereira is a player that we really weren't considering for a lot of minutes until he had some very good substitute appearances, and then he's got some starts under his belt. So he's a very comfortable player at this point on the field. And you've got players who can play multiple positions, like Michael Parkhurst, who can fill in anywhere on the back line. That depth is the key, and Toronto just hasn't had it, and I think they've also had some bad luck with injuries on top of that, and it's exposed.
Jay, what is it? If Atlanta United was able, if they do lose this match tonight, will it be because they just weren't sharp, or Toronto was they didn't expect this run from Toronto? What would be that X factor to you if Atlanta United did drop this match tonight?
The player that worries you is Pozuelo. Uh-huh. I mean, you're talking about one of the most talented players in the league, and a player who on his debut scored a couple just jaw-dropping goals when he arrived in Toronto back in March. He's capable of the spectacular, and when you have a player like that, you always fear them having that kind of night where they're just feeling it and they just score those goals that you throw your hands up and there's not much you can do. Outside of Pozuelo, there's not a ton going on with Toronto that worries you in the run of play. Set pieces, they have size. They're good with delivery with Pozuelo. They can hurt you on set pieces. You have to limit that. For Atlanta, they've been really good so far this season at controlling matches and not giving up a number of chances. They're going to have to do that first. They can't overlook Toronto because they're missing pieces. They have to control the match, limit those chances, and then go and take what the game gives them.
Jason Longshore joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, getting us ready for Atlanta United against Toronto FC tonight. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8. Jason, as always, is brought to you by Heineken 0.0. Jason, I know that there are silver linings, and we've highlighted a lot of them in not having everyone healthy. You get a chance to see some of these other guys. Brandon Vasquez has stepped up, and Pereira, like you said. It's been a really long time since we've seen everyone together, whether it's because of the international breaks or injuries or whatever. Just hopefully, like, best case scenario, when is the first date that we could possibly expect actually seeing, like, all of the first choice starting 11 play together?
It's hard to call with the Villalba and Barco injuries and not really knowing timeline. I mean, when you look at Joseph, if they make it to the Copa America final, you won't see him back until the trip to Seattle. That's unlikely. I think Venezuela would be in great shape to get to the semifinal, and I don't see them getting past that. That would likely mean Joseph would be back for the New York Red Bulls match. Not sure about Barco and Villalba for that one. So sometime in the middle of July, you would expect to have everybody back. But then again, you're in the middle of another run of a lot of games where you're going to have to rotate the squad a bit. So I don't know if even when everybody's back, they're all back together on the field at the same time for a little while.
Well, good to be back in MLS play tonight. Hopefully United could get a result against Toronto up there in Canada. Have you had any poutine yet? Has there been any local fare consumed?
No poutine yet. We actually went to a little Greek place right next to the hotel that looked like, you remember the photo hut places in the 80s?
Yes.
It looked like one of those that had been turned into a little Greek restaurant.
Like a 24-hour photo drop spot?
Yes.
All right, well, hey,
amazing lunch.
That sounds awesome. I mean, Toronto's a very international city. You
it
can
is.
Get great food of any type in that
yes,
city.
Yes, you can.
All right, man. Have fun up there.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Travel safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, y'all.